Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man.
Those kids who doodled comic book figures in their school notebooks may end up having the last laugh, at least some of them. Sam Campbell's got scoldings in school for his first efforts, but now he's a working comic book artist as the creator of Dragonfly the series and Pineapple Man, and one of the founders of the Hawaiian Comic Book Alliance. It's a growing hui that has a couple of gatherings coming up, and Sam is on the line to tell us more. Good morning, Sam.
Aloha, good morning.
This has become quite a local scene, you know, you and other comic book artists, right?
Yeah, it's about time, I think.
Well, it's been growing for a long time. When did it start for you?
For me, high school. When I was in Kahuku, I used to sit with a bunch of friends, and our big thing that we used to do was catch the bus, go to Jelly's, and, you know, buy a bunch of comic books and read them on the way back to Kahava. That was a big thing we used to do in high school. And then when we were in art class, instead of following what the teacher did, we did our own thing. And then we finally got busted. And the end result was Pineapple Man. Kind of funny.
Well, I see an awful lot of, you know, it wasn't just doodling. I mean, and I see your contemporary work. There's a lot of technique that you kind of have to get out of art class or somewhere. There's a lot of real skill involved here.
You know, I always tell people there's two types of artists. There's natural talent, and then there's guys like me who have to work extra hard at it. So believe it or not, it doesn't come easy for me. I really had to concentrate.
Well, what did you concentrate on? I mean, how do you get those kind of draftsmanship skills?
I think, you know, I'm going to have to blame Star Trek. Really blame Star Trek. When I actually started to learn how to draw, you know, focus on it a bit, one of the things the teacher told me was pay attention to light and shadow, and he mentioned Star Trek. And Star Trek was running on KHNL back in the day every night, and there's lots of lighting and shading and stuff like that. And then I started noticing with how the light was on the characters, the actors. I also noticed how the shots were set up.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of got me interested in, and I watched a lot of, you know, movies, I guess, at the time. And a lot of times people, they see a movie that they like, and they know instantly that they like it, but they don't know why they like it.
Right.
And part of that has to do with how it's set up, and how it's lit, and how it moves, and how the story flows. And I just kind of stumbled upon it by accident. And that's how I learned, just from observation.
When I look at some of your images from Pineapple Man, one of the things that's very clear, and often the brightest spot in the composition spots, are the eyes of the characters.
Well, you know, the eyes tell a lot. With Pineapple Man in particular, I mean, he's got these huge white eyes, and that's a nod back to, you know, Hawaii culture.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he's got the name Pineapple Man, he's really not a pineapple. He's got what we call the warrior's gift given to him by the Hawaiian god of war, Kukailimoku. And what Ku did was give him super strength and powers and kind of recreated him in his image a little bit. I probably should have changed the color scheme, but it was working for me, so I stuck with it.
Well, no, it seems to work really well, but you also have that thing that you have with the comic book character, kind of this convention of the character who acquires extra power and then goes out kind of as a fighter for justice. There's a very sort of clear, through line to where your characters are going, yeah?
Right, right. The hero's journey, I think that's what they call it.
I'm sorry, say that again, Sam?
It's the hero's journey, I think that's what they call it. I kind of wanted something for Hawaii that, you know, hadn't been done before. Because, you know, growing up, every time we're basically, you know, we're props in the background and stuff like that. And, mm-hmm. you know, you watch cartoons and Scooby-Doo, and it was kind of silly. And my encounters going to the convention in San Diego back in the early 90s was they asked me how I liked, you know, being in the United States and that kind of thing. And do we really run around half naked? You know, which is true. We do run around half naked, but not how they think. So by taking this character, I wanted to make something that hopefully had enough grit and depth to it that it could stand up toe-to-toe with any character in any universe, mainstream or not.
So there's a real kind of there has to be more than just creating a character and having him fight bad guys. He has to be going in a certain direction.
Correct. His, for him, the story of Pineapple Man is a story of redemption. He was a bad guy at first, and all the things that he ignored growing up as a kid. Because I know for myself, a lot of kids rejected Hawaii. They rejected the values and stuff that were here. And, you know, years later, you find out that the same kids I remember that were complaining about Hawaii, they moved on, and all they talk about is how much they miss home. So I guess I kind of saw that coming, and what I wanted to do with this character was he'd forsaken everything here, and whether he believed in it or not, it was right there in front of him, and he had to deal with it. So that's kind of the theme that I have going on.
Most of the references that you've got that you built out of are really sort of from things, you know, they're directly from pop culture. They're not from novels. They're not from fiction. It's a whole different way of looking at things. Yeah, where mm-hmm. comic books, Star Trek, that's kind of been your world in forming your art. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, good storytelling is there, and it's funny. I was reading an article about Star Trek this morning, coincidentally, about why it's endured so long. It's because of the, you know, the subject matter and the integrity, you know, behind the characters and stuff like that, and the optimism, you know, that despite, you know, whatever horrible situation you're in, you know, you can persevere and endure, and, you know, there's always a chance for a brighter tomorrow. I think that's kind of what's inspired me, and I think that's what a lot of people strive to do.
The optimism is, I would think, would be extremely important, because you have to have a conflict to get your story off the ground,
yes.
but you can't have it, have everything be a downer, yeah?
No, yeah, can't be.
As you look forward to, there are a couple of these Comic Con conventions coming up. There's
yes.
a whole community building around this whole culture, isn't there?
Yes, it's incredible. So for many years, San Diego Comic Con has been the go-to place. There's San Diego, there's Wizard World, and I think there's another one, which I can't remember. New York, I think it is. And, you know, people from all over the world fly to these conventions. You know, I've done it myself. I know a lot of friends that do it annually. And Hawaii Con came about. And, you know, I guess for years we've had stuff in Honolulu that's tried to go, you know, here and there. And just hasn't been met with the success that it needs to get. So I always try to support, you know, any type of local endeavor, especially in the creative field. So Hawaii Con came about on the Big Island, and they created this convention, sci-fi comic convention, which is different than anything else. It's set up to be like a vacation. You get to hang out with your favorite creators, actors, voice actors, you know, just people from NASA, scientists and stuff like that. You get to hang out with them for a weekend, and the environment that they've created at this convention is so relaxed. I've worked with a lot of actors and stuff in Hollywood, which comics led me to, and I've seen how the actors are in public. And
Sam,
watching these actors show up the first day for the convention, and they're not sure exactly what they're getting into. By the end of the day, they're totally relaxed, and they're ready to mingle, and they were just, they all, pretty much everyone I encountered from Hollywood told me that it was the best convention that they had ever gone to.
Well, Sam, we'll look forward to that. Thanks for talking with us this morning.
That's next week already.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sam Campos is the director of Dragonfly, the series, and Pineapple Man. He's one of the originators of the Hawaiian Comic Book Alliance. Hawaii Con Big Island will be held at the Hapuna Brinz Beach Hotel from September 10th to 13th, and the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con will be held at the Hawaii Convention Center from September 18th to the 20th. You can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.